Folks, if you'd like a copy of my best-selling first book, Tales of a First Round Nothing, head on over to ecwpress.com. If you'd like a copy of my second book, Tales with TR, Fights, Film, and Folklore, head on over to www.flankerpress.com. If you'd like either copy personalized, just add a note. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and happy reading.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What are you at, boys? Hello. Welcome to episode 190A, Tales with TR. I'm your host, Terry Ryan Jr. I'm here to tell you. Well, first of all, I just recorded a 40-minute episode earlier and forgot to hit record. And I was talking into a microphone for 40 minutes thinking that it was somewhat important, that people were going to absorb what I had to say. And anyway, that's not the case. Essentially, I was just speaking to my cat for 40 minutes. My cats and my gecko, I suppose. Anyway, so first of all, I'll be at the NHL All-Star Weekend. Tomorrow night being Thursday, from 12 to 4 a.m., yes, 12 to 4 a.m., and it's not George Street. Sounds like hours of a bar on George Street. But, yeah, it's going to be the NHL Alumni Lounge, I guess, for the weekend, or at least part of it. And tomorrow night, Thursday, is February 1st. I'm going to host. Now, the event, I think, is from 7 or 8 o'clock on, maybe even a little tiny bit earlier. So if you want to go to it, go early because it's going to fill up. And after that, you need to reserve bottle service. If you need to know any more, it's Park Avenue. Park is the name of the bar, I think, or maybe Park Ave, I don't know, P-A-R-C. And it's on Davenport, which is close to like the outskirts of Yorkville in Toronto. Not far from, well, it is downtown. So that's where I'll be tomorrow. Going to go for a bite to eat first with Ryan McDonald, who plays McD or Michaels on the show, and my buddy Taran Samwith, the Sandman, who's been a guest here many times, Jeremy Hart, my childhood buddy, Labatt, Newfoundland, bring it, and a few other friends that are going to be in the area, Ham Fergus, ex-Grand Falls Cataract, ex-Cape Breton Screaming Eagle, ex-50-goal scorer in the queue, and current stunt coordinator on Shoresy. So anyway, we'll have that crew, and I'm sure there'll be many, many more. So I'll be doing that tomorrow night. On Friday, when the weekend starts for most people, from 3 to 6, somewhere in there, we're going to be at the Rec Room, me and my buddies, but I will be on with Steve Dangle, and we're going to do a live podcast. I'm guesting on his podcast again. I was on there just last week, if you want to check it out, but I'll be joining Steve on stage for a little bit, but we're going to take in the festivities. The Rec Room is a cool place anyway. It's really close to all the festivities. Well, it is part of the festivities. So that's where we'll be Friday. Are we going to go to the skills competition or game? I don't know. I don't have tickets yet, but I'm just going to wing it. And to be honest with you, like hundreds of people that are going that are like my buddies and relatives and acquaintances, they all want to get into, and I'm getting those requests. So I think I might even just miss it. I think I might fall on my sword because it's going to be a total chaos for the guys I'm bringing and senior if I've got to just try to keep getting people in and I don't have that authority, first of all. I don't have a ticket myself. So today, halfway through, I took a deep breath and just said, fuck it. I'm going to have a weekend for me and my dad, you know, and some buddies. So if you're one of the people that texted me for tickets or to get close to the event. I'm sorry. I know you might be my good friend, or I might even have promised that I could try to do my best. The thing is, I can't. I'm not going to bother people with that request when it's bothersome enough for me, and I can't really pull the strings. I can't imagine people that actually work there that have the power to get people in the building. How crazy it must be. I mean, what must the Super Bowl be like? Holy fuck. Anyway, yeah, so nothing against you guys. It's just easier for me, but I'll be down around. I'll be down at Real Sports. I'll be at the Rec Room. I'll be at Queen West for sure. Any one of a number of bars. If you're a good friend and you have my number and you're hearing this, maybe give me a text. And if you're a fan of the show or Shorzy or whatever it might be, I'm going to be down around there. So by all means, come on up. Let's have a chat. Let's have a beer. Tomorrow night would be ideal. I'm hosting the event at the alumni, like I said, Park Avenue Bar there on Davenport. And it's a great chance to get out and socialize. But I'm telling you right now that the further we get into the weekend, the less and less I'm going to be checking my phone because it's going to be chaos. So just come on down. I'm going to be posting a lot. Follow Instagram and Terry Ryan 2020. Put everything on there. And we'll go from there. So I look forward to that. And even though it's going to be chaotic, I really am looking forward to a lot of hockey talk and having a beer or two with my buddies and Shorzy fans, Tales with TR fans. My book or whatever, however you have heard of me or even with the Growlers last week. I know there's some Newfoundlanders going up that saw me play for the Growlers that are pumped, that want to have a beer. So that's where I'll be, guys. And just stay tuned, and the more the merrier. If I'm in a restaurant or bar close, by all means, come up and say hi. That's why we're there. And my dad actually doesn't get tired of it. He will speak. He will chat for 15 hours straight. He just doesn't know. He doesn't have it in him to end it. He's got the most energy I know for a 71-year-old, especially when it comes to chatting. The honestly, the only thing with senior will be hopefully he doesn't get too drunk too early. And like I said, he usually only drinks on Fridays. There might be a bit of an exception tomorrow. But like I said, I host at midnight, literally. There's all kinds of ex-NHLers, alumni, if you will, that will be hosting some events in and around there. So I just happen to be, my shift, if you want to say that, will be tomorrow 12 to 4 at the place I mentioned. So anyway, outside of that, Josh Reddick is my guest on the next podcast. You will hear 190B. Josh is a well-established major leaguer. I'm a big fan. He's got a well-established, he's got a great major league career. 145 home runs in his career, which is way better than average. Like I said, he's not quite Hall of Fame, but he was an impact player wherever he played and a fan favorite because he was honest. He gave it an honest effort on the field and off of it. He'd usually give you an answer that meant something. It wasn't just cliche. And I love that about him, you know? I think that transcends sports. They have just players that are interviewable, you know, that aren't just mailing it in and go out there. And his walk-up song for a little bit, we'll find out why, was Careless Whisper by Wham. I always found that funny. But anyway, everybody got behind it, and it became a thing. And I remember even his... when Josh went from Oakland to Houston and he came back for his first at-bat, the fans in Oakland really really gave him a nice standing O, and then they played Careless Whisper. He's into Spider-Man. He has a Spider-Man sports car. Looks deadly. I heard he got married wearing a Spider-Man outfit. I don't know if that's true. And I Googled, and it did, like, a few things came up right away, and I don't really want to find out until I ask the man in person, or at least over online, which is nowadays in person, I suppose. Yeah, 2012, the guy went, he got drafted in the 17th round to Boston in 2006. 2009, played his first game and started to really take off in Boston, and what a place to really be coming into your own in the majors, man. Boston Red Sox, one of the most historic franchises in all of sports. And my favorite place, Fenway Park, their home stadium, to have a beer in the world. Not only sports. I just love the atmosphere. And usually they're diehard fans. And though I was never a Red Sox fan, my dad is diehard Yankees, and I'm not quite diehard, but I really like the Jays, and I follow the Jays, and they've always been my favorite team. Boston, of course, is in that division. And so we weren't prone to cheering for the Red Sox, but a guy like Reddick, I've always liked anyway, and it's just still a wicked spot to have a beer and watch a game and converse with sports fans. Love Boston for a lot of reasons. Reminds me of a bigger St. John's. Very, a lot of the same, you know, relatives, a lot of the same, sorry, ancestors, descendants, people that came over way, way back, hundreds of years ago from Europe. A lot of the same people settled in Newfoundland, a lot moved on to New England area, Eastern United States, you know, Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania. Anyway, so a lot of Newfoundlanders have relatives in Boston. It might go back quite a ways, but, and, you know, the Irish influence, I think the Dropkick Murphys are from Boston, aren't they? Very similar to the Great Big C from here. Listen to both. You'll see they sound very similar. I'm not saying one copied the other. I just mean the same kind of culture. A lot of pub drinkers, a lot of sports fans. And anyway, Josh got traded in 2011 out to Oakland. And in 2012, like late in 2011 after the season, and it was like December, January. And in 2012 in Oakland, he had one of his most productive seasons ever from a home run perspective. Yes, he had 32 dingers. He won a gold glove that year. And the guy was pretty well known for making those plays at the fence, diving over and robbing home runs. And like more than a few times he did it. And I'm going to ask him about that. He had a gun for an arm too. And just seems like a laid back dude that appreciates where he came from, doesn't get too big for his britches, and good on him for making a lot of money in his career and now having a family and really enjoying the spoils of his awesome MLB career with his family. I love to see that. A good guy that came out on top.
Looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? Well, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with promo code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources.
So I'm going to ask him about that and the 2017 Astros. A lot of real diehard baseball fans know that they were under some, there was a bit of controversy surrounding the World Series. Now, what I love about it, I'm not a huge Houston fan, but I always said a lot of those players are great, and I just don't think it's going to make much of a difference. The word is that they were stealing signs and things through video, right? But then they came back the next year and lost in the ALCS, right? They made another deep playoff run. They made two or three after that. I mean, so the Astros remained being a great team. I think if they'd gone from that controversial World Series win to like 28th, in the league and 30th in the league, it would be something else, but they didn't. I'm not going to dwell on anything negative with Josh, but there was controversy surrounding that. I'm going to touch on it a little bit. He was cut from his team in junior high. grades 7 and 8, and his dad formed like a kind of a wild west. Well, the team was called the Renegades. I know this from just following him over the years, and I just did a little bit of research, and I didn't realize that he was cut from his junior high teams, and his dad, who was electrocuted and couldn't throw the ball himself. So when they were real young, him and his brother, his mother would pitch to them, which is wild. And his dad is a real resilient guy. Josh played in Boston Red Sox for a couple of years, and he moved on to Oakland from 2012 to 2016. Then the LA Dodgers, 2016, and then Houston from 17 to 20. And in 2021, finished his career with Arizona Diamondbacks. And of course, he moved on from there. He played a year in Mexico, or part of a year, and then played a year in Perth, Australia. And I'd love to hear about that, you know, his year in Perth. These guys over there that, you know, probably their big goal, and it's probably amazing to play. Well, any baseball player, like a hockey player, would be, you know, NHL. I don't know the Australian league to be fantastic. I mean, it must be decent if major leaguers go there. But I'm thinking a lot of players on his team maybe didn't play in the major leagues, at least not yet. So he went from like a young gun to, you know, veteran presence kind of thing. And I know the guy watches Shorzy a lot. So I'll touch on that with him a little bit too. It's great, you know, to see the reach of Shorzy. And I assume that he's not too much into hockey, being from outside of Savannah, Georgia, which is pretty far south. But, I mean, there's hockey teams south. I even played against a team in Georgia, the Macon Tracks. When my dad played against Macon's professional hockey team, they were called the Macon Whoopee. So I love those. One of my favorite team names ever in any sport. Anyway, so Georgia does have hockey. They have minor hockey in and around there, I'm sure, in Savannah, wherever. Savannah's got like a couple hundred thousand people. I'm sure they've heard of a hockey stick. But, you know, it's not like here in Canada, and it's not even like the northern states or even Texas. People don't realize Texas has, for a while, had, if you talk state or province, had the most pro hockey franchises in the world for a while. I don't know if that's still the case, but they have teams in the American Hockey League, in the NHL, in the Central Hockey League, in the East Coast Hockey League. Think about it. Like teams like Lubbock, the Lubbock Cotton Kings. Are they still on the go? I hope so. That's Buddy Holly's hometown. I remember driving there when I went to Dallas Stars camp, and I've had friends play there. Dorian Anik is one, Lubbock. Austin Ice Bats, my good buddy and guest of the show a couple of years ago, Ryan Anderson, Skinny Anderson, he played in Austin. Corpus Christi, my old coach, Bob Laux, used to coach down in Corpus Christi, which is real. That's way, way, way south, a big spring break destination. Fantastic time in Corpus Christi. But the point is, you know, not just, and of course, most hockey fans know Gordie Howe played for the Houston Aeros, which was not NHL. It was the minors, and it was WHA for a bit. But anyway, Texas has a huge hockey presence and following, but not everywhere. And I don't know Savannah, Georgia to have that. So we'll ask Josh how he got into Shorzy in the first place. Was it being a hockey fan or a TV fan, and because there's a difference, obviously. And what came first, the chicken or the egg? But anyway, I'm really looking forward to that. And if you're a sports fan, not necessarily an MLB fan, I still think, knowing what I know about Josh, you're going to like the interview. I haven't even done it yet, but I feel as if this guy has a vibe, and I feel like he's going to be easy to talk to. I've watched a lot of his media appearances over the years. He was one of the players. I can't lie to you and say he was my favorite player, but one of my favorites for sure. And if you watch any highlights and you're a sports fan, let alone an MLB fan, you'll understand why. So anyway, that's that. This is going to be a really short podcast because, like I said, I recorded one earlier, and I don't have the energy to go another 40 or 45 minutes. And I have to leave tomorrow for the big All-Star game. So, well, that might be just about it, folks. that might be just about it. I'm sorry for the short, sweet pod, but I might as well just make this a volume one and two. So I'll put these out back to back. So if you're listening to this, then the Josh Reddick episode, which I'll record right after this, I'll put them out back to back. I'm just used to having a volume A and a volume B. So I guess, you know, each week. So I guess that's it. What else is going on, guys? Next weekend, not this weekend, next, I'll be in Orlando. And they want me to go down and drop a puck there, my old team. I played hockey in Orlando. We won a championship there. But the reason I'm going is to visit an old friend who owned our team then. His name is David Waronker. And David lives in Arizona now, but is going to visit Florida. He's got a place there still. He was our owner, so he made some good investments back then. I assume he still has them because he has a place in Florida, and he offered Penny Lane and I to go down. So I'm looking forward to speaking with Dave after all these years. It's been 20 and 21 and just about. And anyway, I'm going to take Penny Lane, and we're going to relax. We're going to go to Disney World. As if that's relaxing. But, you know, it will be positive energy. It certainly probably won't be relaxing. Certainly probably. What idiot puts those words in a row? Certainly probably. Direct contradiction of themselves. But certainly we will go to Disney World. It will probably be chaos, but good chaos that we look forward to. And, if we got time, we'll hit Universal Studios and SeaWorld as well. SeaWorld's way underrated if you haven't been down there. If you've been to Disney and you haven't been to SeaWorld, really, go check it out. It got a bad rap years ago for, like, I guess they were, you know, I guess their treatment of animals. I don't know the ins and outs of it. I think it was with the killer whales. I remember it even being a thing when I was down there, and some group got in and figured they were being mistreated. And I don't know the ins and outs of it. I don't really care, because what I do know is that SeaWorld kept going, and it is fucking deadly now. It really is. It's more roller coaster rides than anything. And I know that the area where you can see the animals, the killer whales are on display, and the dolphins, there's porpoises or sea lions. Here we just call them seals, but I think in the relative family, there's porpoises and sea lions, which look similar. And I know they're down there as well. Anyway, that'll be a blast. But the big part of SeaWorld to me is the rides. And it got some decent restaurants, if you can believe it. For a 13-year-old, not fine dining, but you know what I mean. Not just hot dogs and hamburgers. And anyway, we're going to check out Universal. I used to love that, but all the rides I liked aren't there anymore. My favorite was the Indiana Jones. And anyway, that I think it's still a part of Disney in Hollywood, maybe, but in Florida, it was part of Universal Studios, I believe, or the other way around. But in any case, the Indiana Jones ride is no more, and I love that. And I don't know why they got rid of it, because I mean, Indiana is still coming out. I mean, it didn't break the bank like Raiders of the Lost Ark did back in the day, but Indiana 5 came out last summer, was it? It was before Christmas. And it was all right. I really thought it was okay. And it made decent money. It was a lot of kids went. So I don't know why they took the ride away, because it's still relevant, you know? I can see if they took, like, Gone with the Wind away. Or even Gremlins or something. But, you know, Indiana's still going. Anyway, long live Indiana Jones. Hey, princess, say hi. Say hi. Meow. Say meow. Say meow. Well, that's it. Princess and I think, are going to retire. We are going to watch an episode. What do you want to watch, Penny Lane? Some Sherlock Holmes. We'll bring Penny Lane out. We watch Sherlock Holmes. We're on season two, the one with Benedict Cumberbatch. Pretty good. And then I'll interview Josh Reddick in just a couple hours. So I'm looking forward to that. And I bid you farewell. If you're in Toronto this weekend, by all means, come on and say hi to me and my dad and whatever fucking entourage I have with me. It's going to be a blast. If you're in downtown St. John's and you want to go to a bar, you want to have a good time, go to the Bull and Barrel, TJ's, Rob Roy Confusion, Greensleeves Pub, the Martini Bar, or Trinity Pub. You're going to go for a bite to eat. Why not try the Loose Tie Merchant Tavern and Blue on Water? If you're in the East End, try Wedgwood Cafe. They also do catering. Strength and balance for the body and mind. If that's what you seek, look no further than Power Conditioning on Rope Walk Lane. Two locations for Mr. Lube in St. John's, Newfoundland. One's on Torbay Road, one's on Cameron Road. Live, laugh, loop. Of course, Pitbull Pain Relief. Pain sticks that just don't quit. Go to pitbullpainrelief.com and see what all the fuss is about. True Hockey, take what's yours. Folks, I'll be back in just a few days. Next up, Josh fucking Reddick. Can't wait. Catch you guys on the rebound.